Part G, continued. Lesson 4, Teach the Doctrine. Purpose, to help class members understand the power that comes from studying and teaching the doctrines of the gospel, which are found in the scriptures and the teachings of Latter-day Prophets. Note to the teacher. As you prepare to teach this lesson, pray for guidance to teach effectively from the scriptures and the teachings of Latter-day Prophets. As prompted by the Holy Ghost, talk about the effect the doctrines of the gospel have had in your life as you have studied and taught them. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the scripture passages in this lesson. Seek to apply them to the purpose of the lesson. 2. Study the section in this book titled Teach the Doctrine, pages 49 through 59, and the following in the Gospel Teaching and Leadership section of the Church Handbook of Instructions. Teach the Saving Doctrines and Ordinances of the Gospel, page 301. Teach from the Scriptures and the Teachings of Latter-day Prophets, page 302. And Use Church-Approved Lesson Materials, page 304. 3. Invite a class member or another member of the ward to come to class prepared to talk about how learning a specific doctrine of the gospel has influenced his or her life. 4. If current church-produced lesson manuals are available, bring a few of them to class. 5. Before class, write the following on the chalkboard. I give unto you a commandment that you shall teach one another the doctrine of the kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 77. How does learning the doctrine of the kingdom affect us? How is learning true doctrine different from learning other things? Page 204. Suggested Lesson Development. The Lord has commanded us to teach one another the doctrine of the kingdom. The doctrine can have a powerful effect on our minds and hearts. Chalkboard and Scripture Discussion. Direct class members' attention to the scripture and questions that you have written on the chalkboard. See Preparation, Item 5. Explain that in the scripture written on the chalkboard, the phrase Doctrine of the Kingdom refers to the revealed truths of the gospel. Direct class members' attention to the questions that you have written on the chalkboard. Before asking class members to discuss the questions, invite them to read the following scripture passages aloud. A. Enos chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The doctrines of the gospel sink deep into our hearts and lead us to humble ourselves before God. B. Alma chapter 31, verse 5. The word of God leads people to do good and has a powerful effect on the mind. C. Alma chapter 32, verse 28. D. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 11 and 12. The Word of God comes with power to the heart. Scripture. Ask class members to discuss the questions on the chalkboard. Class member presentation. Invite the assigned class member or other member of the ward to talk about how learning a specific doctrine of the gospel has influenced his or her life. We should focus our teaching on the doctrine. Case study. Ask class members to imagine that they are members of a young men, young women, or Sunday school presidency. A teacher in their organization says to them, "When I teach the youth, I spend a lot of class time talking about things like sports, dating, and movies. I feel like class members will lose interest if I spend too much time teaching from the scriptures." Discussion and quotations. What counsel could you give to help this person teach the doctrine from the scriptures? As part of this discussion, invite three different class members to read the statements below. Emphasize the importance of teaching the Word of God to church members of all ages. To teachers of adults, President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "It is not pleasing to me when I attend a service and someone is called upon to speak who stands before the people and presents, though it be in a pleasing way, some platitudes, some philosophy of men, the ideas of those who today mold the thought of the world, but who in their own hearts have no faith in or love for Jesus Christ, or who discuss questions at variance with the fundamental principles of the gospel." Doctrines of Salvation, compiled by Bruce R. McConkie, 3 volumes, 1954 through 1956, Volume 2, page 342. To teachers of young men and women. President J. Reuben Clark, Jr. taught, "The youth of the church are hungry for the things of the Spirit. They are eager to learn the gospel, and they want it straight, undiluted. You do not have to sneak up behind them and whisper religion in their ears. You do not need to disguise religious truths with a cloak of worldly things. You can bring these truths to them openly." The Chartered Course of the Church in Education, pamphlet, 1994, pages 3 and 9. To teachers of small children, Elder Ezra Taft Benson counseled, "All we ask of you is that in the hearts of these children who come under your watch care and direction, you will so inspire them that nothing in this world will be dearer to them than the gospel." Our First Obligation, Children's Friend, October 1950, page 454. To all gospel teachers, Elder Boyd K. Packer said, "True doctrine, understood, changes attitudes and behavior. The study of the doctrines of the gospel will improve behavior quicker than a study of behavior will improve behavior." In Conference Report, October 1986, page 20, or Ensign, November 1986, page 17. We should ensure that we teach correct doctrine. Quotations and discussion. Read the following statement by President Marion G. Romney. "When I drink from a spring, I like to get the water where it comes out of the ground, not down the stream after the cattle have waded in it. I appreciate other people's interpretation, but when it comes to the gospel, we ought to be acquainted with what the Lord says." Address to Religious Educators, 13 April 1973, quoted by J. Richard Clark in Conference Report, October 1982, page 19, or Ensign, November 1982, page 15. To what sources should we turn to help those we teach be acquainted with what the Lord says? Answers should include the Scriptures and the teachings of Latter-day Prophets. How can we ensure that we are teaching correct doctrine? As part of this discussion, have class members read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 12 and 13, and Section 52, verse 9. Emphasize that we can ensure that we are teaching correct doctrine by being consistent with the Scriptures and the teachings of Latter-day Prophets. Invite a class member to read the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. No one has the right to give his own private interpretations when he has been invited to teach in the organizations of the church. He is a guest, and those whom he teaches are justified in assuming that, having been chosen and sustained in the proper order, he represents the church and the things which he teaches are approved by the church. The teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, edited by Edward L. Kimball, 1982, pages 532 and 533. Page 206. If you have brought current church-produced lesson manuals to class, display them now. Point out that church-produced manuals contain suggestions for application questions, activities, and audiovisual materials that help us focus our teaching on the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day Prophets. The Lord promises us great blessings if we diligently learn and teach His doctrine. Quotation. Point out that we must study the doctrines of the gospel before we can teach them effectively. Then read the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. It is a common thing to have a few passages of Scripture at our disposal, floating in our minds, as it were, and thus to have the illusion that we know a great deal about the gospel. In this sense, having a little knowledge can be a problem indeed. I am convinced that each of us, at some time in our lives, must discover the Scriptures for ourselves, and not just discover them once, but rediscover them again and again. How rare a possession, the Scriptures, Ensign, September 1976, page 4. Chalkboard and Scripture Discussion. Erase the chalkboard and draw the following chart. Explain that the chart will show the Lord's promises to teachers who rediscover the Scriptures again and again. Ask class members to copy the chart in their notebooks. Do not have them turn to this page in their books. Example of chalkboard. We have three columns. The first is Scripture passage. The second is what we do, and the third is blessings we receive. Under scripture passage, we have Alma chapter 17, verses 2 and 3, Doctrine and Covenants section 11, verses 21 and 22, and Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verse 85. Have class members read the scripture passages outlined in the chart. After each passage is read, ask class members to identify things we can do and blessings that we will receive as a result of those actions. Write their insights in the appropriate columns. Encourage class members to write these insights in their notebooks. Some possible answers are given in the following chart. Chalkboard example. Scripture passage. Alma chapter 17, verses 2 and 3. What we do. Search the Scriptures diligently. Blessings we receive. Receive the Spirit of prophecy and revelation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verses 21 and 22. What we do. Pray and fast. Blessings we receive. Receive the Spirit of prophecy and revelation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 85. What we do. Obtain the Word of God through study. Blessings we receive. Teach with power and authority of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 85, continued. What we do. Prepare to teach by treasuring up continually the words of life. Blessings we receive. Receive the guidance of the Spirit. Teach with the power to convince others. Teach with inspiration. Application. Ask class members to write in their notebooks one specific thing they will do to follow the counsel in these scripture passages. Also ask them to write about how they feel this action will help them receive the Lord's blessings in their responsibilities to teach. Conclusion. Testimony. As prompted by the Spirit, testify of the power that comes from studying and teaching the doctrines of the gospel. Assignments. Encourage class members to 1. Study the scriptures diligently every day. You may want to encourage them to read Developing a Personal Plan for Studying the Gospel, pages 16 and 17 in this book. 2. In connection with the notebook assignment during the lesson, strive to do one thing in the coming week to improve their personal gospel study. Write about their progress related to this goal. 3. Review the principles taught in this lesson by studying the section in this book titled Teach the Doctrine, pages 49 through 59. End of Lesson 4, Part G, Teach the Doctrine.